Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
大家感恩节快乐。
I remember about 10 years ago, I prayed to God to ask for a role model of how a Christian should act.
我记得十年前，我就为神来祷告，我说，求神给我一个基督徒的模范。
I didn't know God would answer my prayer with man's best friend.
我不知道神呢，给了我的一个答案，就是给了我一个人类最好的朋友。
Man's best friend is not another man, but is an English idiom for a dog.
人类的好朋友并不是另外的一个人，而这个呢，只是一个英文的成语，是说一只狗。
People think they are better than dogs because they are constantly teaching dogs new tricks.
我们人呢，以为我们比狗更聪明，因为呢，我们常常去教我们那个小狗一些妙招。
However, God has a sense of humor.
但是我们的神呢，很有幽默感的。
God sent us a dog from which I learned reconciliation, faithfulness, and reliance through action.
神送给我这只狗，来教导我怎么样去做那个和好，还有用行动来表示信心。
The dog's name was Patrick.
我的小狗的名字叫 Patrick.
The first thing I learned from Patrick was reconciliation.
第一个事情我跟 Patrick 学到的就是怎么样去做和好的工作。
Within a month after we got him from the shelter, he peed on my stereo and our family room carpet.
我们从收容所带他回家以后，还不到一个月，他就在我的音响器材啦，跟还有那个客厅的地毯上去尿尿了。
I was very upset. I screamed at him and would not talk to him for at least 2 hours.
我当然很气愤了，那我这高声的去骂他，而且呢，起码两个钟我都不跟他讲话。
Patrick sensed I was upset with him, but he still yearned for my friendship.
那 Patrick 知道我是很生他的气的，但是呢，他还是很希望跟我做好朋友。
I don't think dogs can reason through their actions and say, I want to reconcile with you.
我并不想到那个狗啊，他们会懂得怎么用行动来说我们和好吧。
But I could tell he wanted to be friends with me again.
但是我知道他是很想做我的朋友的。
So he came up to me, took the initiative with his sad-looking innocent eyes and gently pawed on my lap.
那他呢就跑到主动的跑到我身边来，看着我那个可怜巴巴的眼光，还有那个很无知的眼光来把他的脚啊放到我的大腿上。
I hesitated for a minute, but I could not hesitate anymore when my hardened heart of stone just melted at such a precious moment, so I gave in to petting him.
那我犹疑了一阵，但是呢，我的心实在上是融化了，不能再犹疑了。那我就向他投降这一个时刻是很宝贵的。
We reconciled at that moment.
那就在这一刹那，我们就和好了。
It was God's providence to teach me about reconciliation.
这个是神给我的供应，教导我怎么样去做和好的工作。
The second thing I learned was reliance on someone more powerful than I was.
第二个事情我跟他学到的就是跟比我更有力量的人去依靠他。
One late afternoon, there was a rainstorm with thunder and lightning.
有一个傍晚的时候呢，下大雨，又打雷，又闪电。
As I was studying in my den, our dog, Patrick, decided to seek cover under my desk and lay himself down next to my feet.
那个时候我刚好在我的书房里念书，那我那只狗呢，它就要跑来要找一个安全的地方，它就跑到我的桌子的下边，它的脚就放到我的脚上。
I knew Patrick wanted to do that because he wanted assurance of protection from someone who was not afraid.
我知道Patrick呢，他是要寻求保证保护他，当然这一个人是不会害怕的。
The dog was simply fearing from the roar, vibration, and flash of light, so he was not quite sure knowing what was going on.
他当时因为那个雷声啦，那个震动啦，闪光啦，那个他就令他非常的害怕，他不知道将会有什么事情发生。
Then I thought to myself, why can't I follow the example of my faithful dog? That whenever I'm terribly afraid of something that I don't understand, I seek cover under God's wings.
那当时我就自己在想。 那我为什么不可以学我这么有信心的狗狗？那当我有那个困难、有害怕的时候，我就到我的神的翅膀之下去寻求庇护呢？
I realize that is what God spoke to me that night through the dog.
那当天晚上我就明白了，神就是用我的狗狗教导我这一个功课。
During his last week with us of June 18th, our dog Patrick was dying of cancer of the mouth.
我在今年的6月18号的那一个礼拜，就是我那个小狗，它的最后的生命，它当时是有口腔的癌症。
I'm certain that Patrick sensed what was happening to him and the end was near.
我可以肯定知道，Patrick是知道他会什么事有什么事情发生，他的尽头快到了。However,
God gave us Patrick to role model for us what we should do when we are in despair.
但是神呢，就用这一个功课告诉我，在当我们绝望的时候，我们是可以跟他学习的。Patrick
clings even tighter to his master. Wherever the master goes, even to the bathroom, because he feels more secure around his master.
Likewise,
we too should seek hope. And should feel more secure around our master, God, our Lord God.
同一样，我们当我们是感觉到需要寻求希望的时候，我们就要到我们的主前边去寻求这一个保护。Isaiah
1:3 says an ox knows its master, but not Israel.
以赛亚书1:3说。 牛都知道它的主人，但是以色列人不知道。Are
we like Israel, or can we learn from the ox and a dog to rely on our master?
那我们是不是就好像这些以色列人，我们应当去跟牛，跟或者我的狗狗去学一学，怎么样去依靠我们的神呢？Indeed.
God sent me man's best friend to answer my prayer about experiencing how a Christian should act.
当然，我的神就是用人的最好的朋友来帮助我，给了我一个答案，就是从我的生命、我的经历之中去学习到基督徒我们的应有的行为。For
all these things are for what I want to give my thanks to God.
所以这些就是我想对神的一个感谢。
Thanks be to God.
感谢主。